Shavua Tov world, and welcome to our wonderful new Masechet. It's a shame that it's on a Motzei Shabbos where it's so difficult for people to show up and to concentrate, but we'll have to do the best we can. And welcome to the 21st day of the Omer, and Motzei the real Yom HaAtzmaut. I want to actually, tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, I want to give a Ne'ilat Sachag on the Yom HaAtzmaut to be able to close all of the issues that I had to leave open on Erev Shabbos. Anyway, I've delayed enough to try to get some more people in. So let us begin. Today's Daf in the Masechet Shavuot is Daf Beit, and we have quite a complex a transition over here, because the question is why exactly we are transitioning to Shavuos, and the Gemara is going to deal with this in its customary manner, which will leave us really unaware of the deeper inyanim until we look into it and see. Okay, so before we begin, again, I'm trying to do this. Before we begin, if you'll take a look, please, in Parshas Vayikra, and I think it's important to see this inside. So take a look at the beginning of Perek Hey in Parshas Vayikra. Then Torah begins to tell us a new type of Korban Chatos, after telling us the regular Korban Chatos of the Kohen Mashiach, and of the Sanhedrin, and of the Nasi, and of the regular people. It moves on to a special type of korban, which is called the korban eilah v'yirei. It's an eilah v'yirei because you pay what you can afford. So if you can afford to bring an animal for the korban, so then you bring basically the chatas, which would be either a tzi'ira or a kivsa. But if you can't afford that, you can bring shtei torim, or shnei v'nei onash. You can bring tziporim. And if you can't even afford that, this is the place where we have the concept of a ninfas chote. That is your third level of honor. This is called dalei lot, or they bring a korban that is a korban chatas, and it's very unusual. Now, chatas is a minfas. Now, what are these special korbanos brought for? So there are only some unique cases that we bring a korban eilah v'yirei for, and they are, if we take a look right now in your Parshas Vayikra, in Perek Hey, here are the cases of eilah v'yirei. V'nefesh ki techeta v'shama'a kol alak. V'lu'ei o ra'a o yada v'lo yagid v'nasa avonov. If anybody came in late, please turn to Vayikra. Hey, right at the beginning. So we have a list of korban eilah v'yirei, where individuals bring a korban according to what they can afford. Very unusual type of korban chatas, either chatas behema. If you can't afford that, chatas ha'ov. If you can't afford that, a minchas chatas. So here are the cases. Nefesh ki techata v'shama kol Allah v'u'ed or ra'o yadayim lo yagid v'nasa avono. Number one, somebody was asked to give a testimony for someone else in the case, and he claims he knows nothing about it. The guy says to him, I want you to swear you know nothing about it. I think you know everything about it. He swears that he doesn't know anything about it. And then afterwards, turns out that he did know about it, and we'll talk about what the particular circumstances are that he would bring this korban, and how he has to realize it himself, and be made about it. We'll talk about those details later in the Masechet, because actually, interestingly enough, this sugya comes out much later in the Masechet. It doesn't begin with this particular shvua. Now, the reason that that is strange is because if you would ask someone why we would have Masechet Shavuot following Masechet Makot, I would imagine that he would say to you that, well, okay, we went through Sanhedrin, and Sanhedrin told us all about the Chiyuvim of Misa, and we went through then Masechet Makot, and it taught us about the Dinim of Edus, which has to do with the way that Sanhedrin functions with Edus, and then we learned all of the Dinim of Makos in actually the same format that we had the Elohein, Elohein Alokin, or Elohein Agolin. So we had these additional Inyanim, which take on the same template as Masechet Sanhedrin. And the one area that we haven't as yet explored, which has to do with the judicial procedures, is where the court administers a shvur. And of course, that would be nogea, if anything would be nogea, shvur to edut. I'm going to talk about edut over here throughout Makot. Would make sense to have a transition to those things that have to do with Shvuas HaDayanim, as we'll see later, and Shvuat HaEdut. Now, I'm pointing out now that we do not begin with this at all, and we're going to have to therefore re-examine what exactly the transition is here. So anyway, number one is Shvuat HaEdut. Number two, O Nefesh, Asher Tiga B'chol Davar Tamei, O Nivat Chayat Meyah. So a person touches any type of Nevela, or Sheretz, and now here it says ne'elam mimenu, that he doesn't realize it. Hu tamei v'ashem, he became tamei, and he did something wrong. Now we're going to learn out that that ashem that he did was that he ate something that was kodesh with that tumah, and either that or he walked in to the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah. And it says over here v'ne'elam, he actually had forgotten about what it is that would have made it impossible for him to do that. Okika betumat adam. And again it says, v'ne'elam, he forgot. Now, and why did I say he forgot? I mean, isn't every shogeg about not being aware? We're going to see some very important elements of this in the opening Mishnah, which is that v'ne'elam means that as opposed to other types of shogeg, the person had to once have known about it and then to have forgotten. So in case of a shogeg, the person never knew it was Shabbos, you know. He doesn't need to have once known today is Shabbos in order for him to be chayav a shogeg if he didn't know it was Shabbos and he went ahead and did a malach on Shabbos. But here, there's a special din. He had to have once known that he was tamei and then forgotten it and gone and walked into the Beis HaMikdash or eaten something that was tamei, that was kodesh, in his tumah. Or there's this other v'ne'elam. Now we're going to learn out that there's two different types of v'ne'elam. One is that he forgot that he was tamei, and one is that he forgot that this was the Beis HaMikdash, or that this thing that he was eating was kodesh. So in reality, there's a lot of different cases that are mentioned over here, and the Mishnah is going to explore that. Next case, and this is the case with which our Masechet opens, and that is, O nefesh ki tishava levate b'svatayim, v'hara o lehetiv v'chol asher yevateya adam b'shvu'a v'ne'elam mimenu, u yada v'yashem lachat mihila. So a person took on a shvu'a, either something that was to his detriment, so let's say he said, I'm not going to eat today. That's to his detriment. O lehetiv, he says, I am going to eat today. So any type of thing, we'll see why it talks about it, the Chol Asher Yevateh Adam B'Shvu'ah, if it's talking specifically about L'Hara La'itiv, and this also seems to leave out something very important, and that is a Shvu'ah about, which is the way most people think about things, a Shvu'ah, we generally talk about something that the guy says, I swear that never happened, right? Or I swear I never did that. That's very common. It only talks here about the future. And once again, it says, v'ne'elam mimenu, that he was over on the shvua, but how about the idea of a shvua about what it was that had taken place that it doesn't seem to mention at all over here? And then it talks about bringing a korban if the oil of a yared in any of these cases. Now, I just want you to know that our Masechet is going to be focused on the interrelationship between the case of the Shvuat Bitui and the case of, at the very beginning, which is this last case that we mentioned, and the case right before it, which is the need to forget what it is that you once knew, in terms of Nichnas L'Migdash, or eating something that was Kedesh, the Tuma. And it leaves out, at least in the opening Mishnah, what it ought to be discussing if we're talking about a transition between Makot and Shvuot. It's leaving out the Shvua that has to do with Edut, and it's leaving out the Shvua that we're going to have with the Korban Asham a little bit later, which is also here in Parakei, in Vayikra. And what we're talking about there is that the person was Mu'alamal. This is in Pasuk Chof Aleph. Nefesh ki techetel Mu'alamal ba'ashem, v'ki chesh ba'amito b'pikadon, o b'tsumet yad, o v'gazel, o ha'shaket amito. Now here is a person who was nishba about not owing money. So he was nishba on a kfiras momai. And this would be true at Shivatag Zeva, at Osheker Rashak, Apikoton Asherovkad, Mikola Sheyeshava Lav Lesheker. So we basically have here in the same, within a few psukim, we've got Shvuas Edus, Shvuas Bitwe, and Shvuas Pikadon. Now, this is going to be discussed later in our Masechet, but as I say, we open up with Shvuas Bitwe. So says the Mishnah, and we're going to ask why we open up this way, that Shvuot Shtayim Shehin Arba, there are actually four things in the Torah that are built around the concept of saying only part of what is clearly usur, and allowing us to derive from the cases that are given the additional cases that are not obvious in the pasuk. Now, the truth is, gentlemen, that the real meaning of the transition here is that it's a continuation of the element in Makkos, as the Gemara is going to point out, but it's not going to be clear what it means. It's a continuation of the element in Makkos which examines the nature of the Isurim in the Torah. And one aspect of the Azoras in the Torah that we looked at a little bit at the end of Makkos, but didn't get into the underlying depth, was an Azhara that is then broken up into other things that are included in that Azhara but did not appear openly in that Azhara. That is a direct and concrete continuation of the topic of Masechet Makot. And because of that, if you think about the interrelationship of the issues that we just read, that are Chayiv in the Korban Olah V'Yored, these are the things that they share. They share the din of Korban Olah V'Yared, but that's not really so relevant to us, is it? I mean, not that we've been discussing that at all. That should belong in Kachim somewhere, right? It's okay. That's a din of Korbanos. They share the fact that they are mentioned together in the Torah, not just in the fact that they bring that Korban, but that they're put together here, the Shvuas Shtayim, or put together with these Yediyas HaTuma. But they share another very important fact. They share the fact that each of them presents four different faces to something that only is partially described in the Pasuk. Two of the four different faces are described. Now, there are other places in the Torah that this is true. And because of the fact that we're looking to define the relationship of the Azhorais in the Torah that are Azhorais that expand to beyond the cases that they seem to be talking about, we list all four places in the Torah where this happens. And they're all places that are called Shtayim Shehin Arba. We've talked about those places when we learned them directly, but we never, ever put together all four of those cases into one Mishnah. And it's only over here that we do. The Gemara doesn't explain clearly to us why we do. And I'm explaining to you. The reason that we do is because the main point of the transition from Makkos to Shvuas is the way that the Shtayim become Arba because of our analysis of the Azhorais. And therefore, we talk about all of the cases in which that's true. So let's talk about the four cases in which two become four. So the case of Shruas, meaning over here, Shruat Bitui, are actually, and we'll talk about each one of them in detail. Shruot, there's two types of Shruas Bitui that are really four. Yidiyota Tuma, there's two types of things that a person could know and then forget. And there's two, which actually become four. When it comes to the Pasuk on Shabbos, making the Isra of Hotzah on Shabbos are two, and they really end up being four. And in today's Parsha that we read in Shul today, Marot Negaim, the number of Marot Negaim that are mentioned in the Torah is Baheret or Se'et, and they turn out to be four because we multiply them by two because of the word sapachat. Those are the four cases. And now let's go back and start talking about, now you'd think we'd start talking about the first one, which is Shavuos, but we don't. We start talking about the dinim of Yediyas HaTumah. So what are the two cases that became four? So that we will talk about in detail, where we learn it out of the Pasuk, and it is Shnayim Shein Arba. But first, I want to tell you as well the extension of a different issue that we never talked about until now, because we've been dealing with the Chiyuvim of Malkus, and because of that, we also talked about the concept of the Chiyuv Kores, where there is no Malkus, or if you are, even if you get Malkus, whether you'll still be Chayev Kores, or whether you don't get Malkus because you're Chayev Kores. That was the Machlokas that we had in the Gemara. And we talked about the beginnings of the concept, therefore, when we were dealing with Golas, what type of Golas is Gedai to give a person so that he should have a Kapara? This is an interesting idea. If the guy wasn't Roy to get a Kapara, then by doing something worse, we came out with a strange idea that we're not going to give him Golas because he doesn't deserve to have a Kapara. Now, that led us into a whole new area that is essentially Kaparot. What type of Kapara is actually Roy? And when we have a beautiful example, because of the fact that the Torah actually gives us totally different korbanos for totally different situations of the types of yediyas that you forgot and so on. And because of that, this is a great example of how it is that the Shlayim Shein Arba not only describes to us a different way of understanding an Azara, and we're going to be discussing whether these Azaras might be referring to the actual Makas of the Azaras, or they're clearly only referring to the korbanos in our Mishnah, which, of course, is exactly what we would have assumed would have turned up if we were thinking about the underlying principles here. And we're going to see that it's a perfect example of how different korbanos would be mechaper on different elements of what you do know or what you don't know and what it is that you did. And these are korbanos that are very similar to each other. Because if you think about it, we've got a korban sa'ir that is brought on every Rosh Chodesh, right? The Seiri Rosh Chodesh. We've got a Korban Sa'ir that's brought together with every single Musaf on a Chag. We see Seiri Zim Echad L'Chaper, right? Now, that's not the same Seiri Zim that is called the Sa'ir L'Hashem on Rosh Chodesh. And then we've got another Sa'ir, which is the Sa'ir of the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, in which we have a Sa'ir that's Mishtaleach Bachutz on Yom HaKippurim, and we have the Sa'ir that is Nichnas Bifnim on Yom HaKippurim. And then besides that, Yom Kippur also has its own Musaf, and in that Musaf, there is also a Sa'ir like on the other Musafim, and that Sa'ir is treated very uniquely. And so the truth is, as we're going to get to the end of the Mishnah, we'll see that we've got five different Sa'irim that we're going to be talking about in terms of the subtleties of the different kaparas of these four different chiyuvim of yediyah, and then add one for somebody who does it on purpose. So getting, I hope that gives at least a sense of why we are doing what we are doing here, because otherwise this immense Mishnah that takes up the entire Daf Yomi today, the entire Daf is the one long Mishnah, which if you look in the Mishnayos is many, many separate Mishnahs. But the point here is that all of these are deeply interrelated because of this perspective. If you split the Mishnah into pieces, then you miss the whole lovely perspective, which is central to its connection to the transition from Marcus. So here are the different cases that we would have about Yediyas HaTumah. Et sheyesh ba yediyah batchila, v'yediyah basof. So somebody knew that he became tamei, and then he forgot that he was tamei, and then he remembers after he had gone in to eat a kodesh, or he had gone into the Beis HaMikdash. So he has a yediyah basof, but in between, when he did it, he didn't remember, and so it was a shogeg. Ve'elim ben atayim, that is the eila v'yared that we're talking about here, and that's the only case where there is a halama with yediyah b'tchila and yediyah b'sof. So then that means the eila v'yared that is connected to shvuah shtayim is only nogea this one situation. But how about if yesh ba yediyah b'tchila, ve'ein ba yediyah b'sof? The person knew he became Tamei, he goes into the Beis HaMikdash or he eats Kodesh, and he hasn't found out about it. And so when a person is in a state of a shogeg that he doesn't know about, he needs, as the Gemara will point out later, he needs to be protected from any onashim that happen until the time that he finds out. And then when he finds out, then he can bring his korban ol v'yore. So then the soyer hanasa bifnim, and that is the Sawyer that is the partner to the Sawyer Amishtaleah. Remember, there's a Sawyer which is Naasebachutz, and that's the regular Sawyer of the Korban of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And then there's the Sawyer Hanasebifnim, and that Sawyer Hanasebifnim is the partner to the Azazel. So we're talking about the one that's the partner to the Azazel, and that one, the dam is brought in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's also sprinkled on the Poroches and on the Mizbeach HaZohav. So over there, that Sa'ir and the Atzma Shel Yom HaKippurim itself, which is a Kapora, those two things together keep this guy Teila, keeps him suspended until he finds out. When he finds out, he has to bring his korban, but meanwhile, at least he is protected by that korban and by Yom HaKippurim. Achiva dalo, until he finds out that he did it, and he realizes that he did it, and then he has to bring his eila v'yared. So, that's the second case. How about if there was no yediyah b'tchila? Now, if there's no yediyah b'tchila, he can never bring the eila v'yared, because it has to be hu yada v'ne'elam. And in this case, he was not yada, and therefore, he'll never come to bring an oil of yoreh. So what happens there? If he has yediyah b'sof, and he realizes, oh my God, I found out I was tameh before, I never knew it, and I went into the Beis HaMikdash, or I was tameh, and I had eaten kodesh, then he can't bring the oil of yoreh, but then the soyer hanase b'chutz, now that is the Sawyer that is brought together with the Musaf of Yom Kippurim, and as opposed to the Sawyer that's brought inside of the Beis HaMikdash into Kodesh HaKadoshim, this is a regular Sawyer that is brought outside on the Mizbeach HaChitza, and like every other Sawyer that is brought as together with the for any purpose, but the ones that we're talking about are the ones that are brought for the Musaf on Yom Tov. So the Sarah Nase B'chutz on Yom Kippur and Yom HaKippurim itself together are mechaper for this person completely. They don't just do tailing, they're actually mechaper because there is no other carbon to bring. How do I know that those two things are related, Bichlal? Well, remember that it says in the Pasuk, Milvad Chatat HaKippurim. So here we're talking about the Musaf of Yom Kippur, and it says, Seir Izim achat lechatat milvat chatat kippurim. Obviously, it's milvat chatat kippurim. If the chatat kippurim, that's like, you know, that once a year, achas b'shana, why would I confuse the soyer of the musafim with the special soyer that's brought together with the soyer mishtaleach on Yom Kippur? So what we understand is that it means milvat chatat kippurim teaches me, amash zemechaper, zemechaper. Just like the Nimi is Mechaper, it's Mechaper only on something as Yediyah. Now, in that case, the Yediyah was Yediyah Mitchila. So, too, this Kapara of the Sayer of the Musaf is Mechaper on something that there's a Yediyah. In this case, however, it's a Yediyah Besof. So each one of them has a different Yediyah that it's Nogea the Kapara on, and therefore it's a different Sayer that's Mechaper on a Yedia Besof. How about if there's no Yedia at all? Lo
B'Tchila. How about Yedia for drinking?
How about if Lo B'Tchila v'Lo Besof? So then all the other Se'irim, which are brought on all of the Yomim Tovim, they always say Se'ir Echad L'Chatat, right? And on Rosh Chodesh, it says Se'ir Echad there, it says Se'ir L'Hashem, but it's the same thing according to the Tanakhama here. And all of the Se'irim, whether it's the Se'ir Regalim, or whether it's the Se'ir Rosh Chodeshim, this is the Kapora for having no Yediyah whatsoever, and they protect a person who doesn't even realize that he had been Chete, and allow him to be putter from his einish. Rabbi Shimon Haimer? No. I agree with you that certainly the Se'irei HaRigalim are mechaper on the case of Ein Bo Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. But I disagree about your including in this kapora the Se'irei Rosh Chodesh. And I say, Ama Se'irei Rosh Chodesh, mechaperim something else entirely, although it's not completely out of the set of things we're talking about. Here, it's someone who himself was Tahar. In all the other cases, we're talking about a person who became Tameh. Here, we're talking about a person who was Tahar, but he ate Basar of Kadesh that was Tameh. Now, fascinatingly, this is not one of the Lavim that your Chayav Kar is for. And normally, we know that the Korbanes of Chatas, certainly, you never bring a korban chatas if you're not chayev koretz. But in this case, even though you're not chayev koretz, the Torah provided for your kapara by giving you the korban hatzibur, which was the seir of Rosh Chodesh. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. I hold that's the difference between the seirim. Rabbi Meir Eimer? Nach. All the seirim are the same. Kaparatan Shaveh. I don't care if we're talking about the Sayer of the Rosh Chodesh, which is Bachutz, obviously, but the Sayer Nase Bachutz. I don't care if it's the Sayer of Rosh Chodesh. I don't care if it's the Sayer of the Chagim, of the Yomim Tovim. They are all exactly the same. I agree, yes, that if we're talking about the Sayer of Rosh Chodesh, that's Nase Bifnim, that is unique. Yes, that's the special case of that, the one that had the idea B'Tchila. Now, the Mishnah seems to be repeating things now, what we're about to learn, and we'll see, in a sense, it is repeating, but the reason that it repeats it is because this gets us into a conversation between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama, and also brings us to a different presentation of what Rabbi Shimon, who is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, remember, because we will be discussing another Rabbi Shimon, what Rabbi Shimon actually had said. So let's review. Haya Rabbi Shimon Omer. As we just learned before, we saw that Rabbi Shimon had said that Se'irei Rosh Chodeshim are mechaprim al hatahor she'achal et hatamei. That was unique. Then we had the Se'irim of the Regalim, or Mechaprim, al she'ein ba yediyah, lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. So there, they keep this person who doesn't even realize that he was chayte, and they keep him from being ne'anash, and what it is that he did. And shel Yom HaKippurim is mechaper, as we said, this was the story of Yom HaKippurim, she'ein bo yediyah b'tchila, avol yesh bo yediyah b'sof. Now, this is exactly the same as what we said before in Rabbi Shimon Shita. In this case, however, there was an argument. The Chachomim said to Rabbi Shimon, now, wait a minute. Let me ask you something. What would be the din if one of these karbonos, one of these se'irim, was lost? You know, they went ahead and they couldn't find the sawyer to bring it, and so they found it only later. Could I substitute this sa'ir and say, let me bring it now? So let's say it was meant for Rosh Chodesh, and now I find it in time for Yom Kippur. Could I use it? Could I use it for Yom Kippur? For the sawyer of the Musaf of Yom Kippur? Omar Lam, yes, Yikravu, why not? So they said to him, well, if you're telling us that each one has a totally different kapora, does it make sense that you could substitute the same, an animal that was miyuchad for a different chait? Remember, chatas is miyuchad on the chait that you bring in for always. You can't substitute one chatas from another. And if you're telling us that the sawyer of Rosh Chodesh is unique and it's dealing with a tamei, a Torah that's Zochel HaSatomei, he said, how can you bring it for someone what was Nela Mimenu Tuma Saguf? Omru lo, Oyov Einka Paratan Shaveh, according to you, Heich Krevim Zeh B'Zeh, how could you substitute a different Chatas for a different thing? Each Chatas is for its own specific purpose. So, I mean, that sounds like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says all of the Chatos, every Sawyer, is brought for the same. They're all mechaper, the same kapora. Fine. Okay, but if you don't know the Rebbe Meir, how could you say that we're going to take something as a musaf of Yom Kippur, you know, and that's for someone who didn't have a yediyah b'tchila and had a yediyah b'sof, and we'll use that for the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which was coming for somebody who was Tohor or Tomei, or who will use it as a Musaf for the, maybe for Yom Tov, which was brought specifically according to you, for a Kapora, She'inbo Yediyah B'lobetchil of the Lobisov. That's crazy. Amrulo, how's that possible? Amar Lehen, because since they're all part of the same set, and Kulam Ba'im L'chaper Al Tumat Mikdashu Kedoshav, that is considered to be a general connection of each one of these karbonos to the other, and therefore, depending what it's brought for, whether it's Rosh Chodesh, or whether it's Yom Kippur, or whether it's the Yom Tov, it's mechaper on the particular type of Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, which it was set aside for. Now, not everybody believes that this is what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai held. And actually, another Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuda, said over in Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's name, Omer Bishmo, something different, namely, that if you start at the bottom of the ladder, of the one that is mechaper less, which was, of course, the Torah that was Ochel HaSatomei, that he wasn't even over on a Chi of Kores, and you work your way up, the way to understand it is that each higher level korban is mechaper on more things. So, if we start at the bottom, the Rosh Chodesh, okay. Sirei Rosh Chodeshim, they are indeed mechaper on the lowest level. A Tohor Shachalat HaTamim. Now comes along Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is also mechaper on a Tohor Shachalat HaTamim, the Seir of the Musafim of Regalim. But you add to that that it's also mechaper on She'ein Ba'yediyah, Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof. Now, it comes to Yom Kippur. Oh, Mosif Alem Shel Yom Kippur. This is referring to Yom Kippur's Musaf, which is the Sarah Naseh Bachutz on Yom Kippur. It has no connection to the Sarah Mishtaleach or the Sarah Naseh Bifnim, which is with it, right? Remember, we're talking about very different korbanos here, but they are all Seirim, that they are Mechaper, not only on the lowest level, which is And not only on the next level up, but they are also mechaper, and that, according to this, it's even adding the third level of the kapar. So it has a yedia, but it's no way to be mechaper on it ever, because there was no yedia betchila. Therefore, you cannot bring your korban oil of a yored. And this is mechaper kapar shlema, which will never, any further kapar will never be demanded for it. And even that, it's mechaper on the highest level, which is the musaf of Yom Kippur. So here too, in this version, say the chachamim to him somewhat differently. Can we substitute any one of these for the other? And he says, yeah, why not? Amru lo, now wait a minute, I understand in one direction you could substitute. So if you want to substitute the Seir of Yom Kippur that was lost, and now you found it, and you want to bring it on Rosh Chodesh, that makes sense, because Yom Kippur's kapara subsumed, according to this version, subsumed the kapara of Rosh Chodesh, which was only on a Tohar Sha'achalas HaTameh. But the other way around, I don't understand how you can do that. If you lost the serve Rosh Chodesh, and now you want to bring it on Yom Kippur, you're going to end up using an animal that was meant for a very low-level kapara, according to you, HaTohar Sha'achalas HaTameh, and you're going to use it to make a kapara, kapara she'ina shela, which will allow this person to anybody that had gone in without a yediyah and then had a yediyah to be putter from any carbon and it'll be mechaper on him. How do you explain that? And in this version as well. Amar lahem kulam ba'im lechaper al tumat migdash u'gdoshav. Fine. So we have very different ways of understanding the relationships between these se'irim. So we have Rabbi Meir's understanding, and we have Rabbi Shimon's understanding, and we have Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda's understanding in what it was that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai had actually said, and we have our Tanakhama's Rabbi Yehuda. What happens if somebody does it b'mezin, he's tameh, and he eats kodesh, or he goes into the Beis HaMikdash? So if he did that on purpose, hazedon tumat migdash migdoshav, so then the Soyer Hanaseh Bifnim, that is the special kapora of Yom HaKippurim, which was the Soyer that was the partner. It was the, remember, they had to be exactly the same. We only chose between the Soyer Mishtaleach and the Sa'ir LaHashem based on the Goral. So that, the Soyer Hanaseh Bifnim has the highest level of the power of kapora, according to which, if it's together with the power of Atzma Shiyam HaKippurim, the Soyer that's Naaseh Bifnim, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, together with Yom Kippur, is Mechaper for a person who does it B'Zodem. And what about all the other Averas and Tera that Yom Kippur is coming to be Mechaper? What about that? Al-Sha'ar Averot Sheba Torah, HaKalot V'Chamurot, Hazdonot v'ashkargod. Doesn't matter whether they're kal or chomor. Of course, that has to be defined. What do you mean by kal? What do you mean by chomor? Whether it was done b'zodayin, whether it was done b'shegeg, whether you knew about it, whether you didn't know about it, hayda v'lay hayda, whether it's a mitzvah zaseh that you missed, or whether it's a mitzvah zloy zaseh, whether it's a chiyav of kores, or whether it's a chiyav of mitzvah bezdin, that is the Sarah Mishtaleach. That is Mechaper, and that is the special kapora that's done on Yom HaKippurim, and that's true for everyone. Even though normally we have separate kaporas for Koyanim, and for Koyan Mashuach, we have a special chatas for, and for Yisraelim. So that was the whole opening of the Parsha of Chatos in Vayikra, which begins with special korbanos. When it comes to the Sa'ir La'azazel, whatever the Sa'ir La'azazel is Mechaperon, it's Mechaperon for everyone across the board. Whether someone's a Kohen, whether he's a Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen Mashuach, he's a Israeli, it has same Kapora. There's only one thing is different on Yom Kippur between Yisraelim and Kohanim and Kohen Mashiach. What is that? Now remember, there is the par, which was the other two viduyim, that Aaron HaKohen, that the Kohen Gadol, who takes his place, says on Yom HaKippurim, were two viduyim on Yom HaKippurim. One of them were three, but there were two korbanos that you say viduyim. One of them was the par that was brought Bezos Yavo Aaron HaKodesh, Bepar, Bedbakar, Lechatat, right? So there was the par of the Kohen Gadol, and there was the Sa'ir HaMishtaleya, the Sa'ir La'azazel, that was selected by the Goral on Yom HaKippur. Those were the two viduyim. On the par, he said two viduyim. One was for himself, and the other one was for B'nai Aharon, that he says, all of B'nai Aharon am Perchecha, that this should be a kapora for. Then when he comes to the Sa'ir HaMishtaleya, he does another viduyim. And that was for all of these averas. Sends all of the averas, as it says in the Pasuk, La'azazel, and that's the kapora. And that means that there's a special kapora with the par of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore that is the difference. That the difference between Yisraelim and Kohanim is that the par is b'chaper al ha-Kohanim, and he says separate viduyim for himself and for the Kohanim in general. So it's b'chaper on Kohanim, and it's b'chaper on Kohen Mashiach on the same sugya. Anything that had to do with Tumas, Migdash, Rikidasham, that takes the place of the Seir and the all the types of the Seirim that are brought for the Yisraeli. But everything else, the Kohen is the same as everyone else when it comes to the Seir La'azazel. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, I argue about this as well. You're making a mistake because, look, the Seir Anase Bifnim, there's no viduy on, right? So what does the kapara? What constitutes the kapara? Hadam hu benefesh yechaper. So the dam that is brought from the Seir Anase Bifnim, that is the kapara of Yisrael that we were talking about before. That's that special kapara that is bechaper kapara gemura for the person who was Chayte into Mas Migdash Mikdashav, and you did that on purpose. And then there was a separate kapora that comes from the Seir La'azazel. That's what you agreed to. So I'm telling you, you have to realize that that kapora was achieved not with a vidui, it was achieved by Zrikas Adam, because there is no vidui on the Seir HaNasa Bifnim at all. Well, that means that the par that the Kohen was misvada on, it's the dam of that par that's even mixed with the dam of the Seir that's Nasa Bifnim. It's the same kapora for the Kohanim as the dam of the Seir is for Yisrael. Namely, it's mechaper specifically on the Tumas Migdash V'Kedeshat. But there was another kapora that you didn't mention, and that was the vidui on the par. So what's the vidui and the par for? Ah, just like the Shem Shevidui Shesor HaMishtaleach is Mechaper al Yisrael, Kach Vidui Yisho Par Mechaper al HaKohen. The par has two separate kaporas. One is its blood, and one is its vidui. The Seir, listen to the underlying concept. The Seir HaNase Bifnim is the mate, so to speak. It's the counterpart of the Seir that is Na'asa Bachutz, which is, I'm talking about Bachutz, Bachutz Bachutz, not the Na'asa Bachutz of the, Bachutz Bachutz is the Seir La'azazel, not Seir Na'asa Bachutz, meaning outside in the base of Megiddo. Those two are basically the same carbon. They're one carbon. The vidui of that carbon is actually sent to Azazel. And the dam of that carbon is brought inside. A normal carbon has both vidui and dam, you see? And therefore, Tainus Rebbe Shimon, the vidui and the dam of the par equals the vidui of the Seir HaMishtaleach and the dam of the Seir HaNasa Bifnim, because those are one carbon, right? That was split by the Goral. So this is, a lot of very many hidden inyanim in this Mishnah. If you will please take the time to review the introduction, I know it sounded a little boring at the beginning, but it will make tomorrow's daf so much clearer that it's worth taking a few minutes just to hear it over again, if you can review it. Okay, everyone, wishing everyone a wonderful 21st day of the Omer, our first beginning of the 3 weeks, and as I mentioned, I would love to take the opportunity, since it is now Mitzvah Yom HaAtzmaut, the real Yom HaAtzmaut, to be able to do a special Ne'ilas HaChag to cover all of the parts that I didn't have time to go into and to clarify many of the very difficult Hasagas and to show how they become part of the nature of the everyday Aveda of Yisrael and all of the happiness of the world that we can think of in our minds, and that will be the Hashlama of the Yom HaAtzmaut Pel. So, Bezrat Hashem, I'll send around tomorrow a time for that. I hope we can do it tomorrow evening, maybe, if that's good for people at our regular evening time. And so, I'll send them a link for that. Okay, Kol Tov, Shavua Tov, Chodesh Tov, Olam Tov, and looking forward to a Geulah Shlema. Kol Tov.